Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Kalim Perik Chaf Gimel Mishnah Beit. What is Tumas Midras? There are certain types of Tumas, Azav for example, that are going to be Metama, something that is made to lay on, something that is made to sit on, or something that is made to ride on, even if they don't touch it, they just rest their weight on it. And these things become an Avatumah, that's called Tumas Midras, and it's Metama Adam Vekel. A person or Keli that touches the bed, the seat, or something that was made to ride on, that is Zav, similar types of Tumas, rested his weight on it, that person will become Tumas. If the Zav sits on a pot, it will not become Tumas Midras, because a pot was not made to sit on. Now, Mishkav and Moshav is basically the same. Mishkav and Moshav basically have the same halachas. Merkav, something that is made to ride on, as opposed to sitting or laying on, has some slightly different halachas. It's not mamash as strict. In Mishnah Gimel Be'ez Hashem, we're going to see the difference between Merkav and Tumas Mishkav. Right now, our Mishnah begins, Eilu Tmeyin Mishom Merkav. The following are Tamei Als Tumas Merkav. In other words, Shadazav, Ziva, Yaldas, these types of Tumas, should they rest their weight on this, even without touching? It receives Tumas Merkav. The Pasuk says, Chal HaMerkav, Asha Yerkav, Olav HaZav, Yitma. Anything that's made for riding could get Tumas Merkav. Merkav is opposed to Maishav. Again, what the difference is? Why Merkav is not mamish as strict as Maishav? That we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the next Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah's four examples. First, Zaris HaAshkaloni. You remember the parasha of the Akedah? You remember a pasuk? Vayashkim Avram v'Beker v'Yachvosh es Chamoyrai. He saddled his donkey. Well, the targum on the word v'Yachvosh is v'Zaris. Ashkeloni means Ashkelon. This particular type of a saddle was used in Ashkelon. It was actually made out of wood. There were like slats of wood on top of the animal, and then like straps that go underneath to keep it in place. Next example of Tumas Merkav. Umedoicha Hamadis. Medoicha is a big block of wood. On the top of this wood is carved out the shape of a bowl, and they put in spices, and they pound the spices. But you sit, you kind of ride on the wood as you're pounding it. And this is called Umedoicha Hamadis. Medoicha means this pounder that's made in Madai. Third example of Ovet Shel Gamal, the saddle of a camel. Why is the saddle of a camel called an Ovet? Well, maybe you remember a pasuk. Where did Rachel hide her father's trafim, the Ovet Zad of Lavan? Bekar HaGamal. Bekar HaGamal, says the Targum, Be'avita de Gamla. Fourth item listed in the Mishnah, Be'tapitan Shel Sus. Basically, it's the saddle of a horse. The saddle of a horse in the Lashon of a Mishnah is called Tapitan. Saddle of a camel is called Ovet. Saddle of an Akeva camel, which was considered a fiercer camel, it's called a Naka. We'll see more about that later in the Mishnah. And the saddle of the Naka is called an Ukaf. Each had its own name, and they're all Tumas Merkav. Rabbi Yaisi says, Afta Pitan Shel Sos Tamei Mishnah Maishav. Here the word Af means even. Even the saddle of a horse, which is made taka to ride on, but it's also Tamei Mishnah Maishav, which is a little bit more strict. And the reason is, it's not only made for riding on it. When the king came out to the big field to be entertained and everybody was watching whatever was going on there, that was the entertainment of the king, they would stand on this. Baturah says they would sit on it. So it's also Tumas Moshav. It's not just made for riding. Aval Bat Ukav Shel Naka is Tame. Naka is a camel, a particular type of camel. It's a rough, tough camel. And there are two pshat to me. The first pshat, the Batanur brings us the Rambam's pshat. And this aval goes back to the words of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama gave us a list of things that are Tamei Merkav. This Zoras HaAshkeloni, the Medoicha HaMadis, the regular camel saddle, the horse's saddle. But, says the Tanakhama, Ukav Shel Naka, the saddle of this, like fierce camel, that's Tamei, because that was only made to sit on. No one stood on this. That's one pshat. Another pshat says about Tanurah, no, this is not back to the words of the Tanakhama. This is a continuation of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama said that the saddle from Ashkelon, the pounder made in Modi that they sit on, the saddle of a regular camel, and the saddle of a horse are Merkav, not Moshav. Rabbi Yossi says the saddle of a horse is Moshav, because they either stand or sit on it during the kumpain, during the event. And Rabbi Yossi continues, Avol bat, ukov shel naka, the saddle of this particular type of very fierce camel, that's tameh, because that no one just stands on or sits on. That's only made for riding. Now, I don't understand something. I mean, let's say he's using the saddle to ride on. He's not sitting on it, he's riding on it. The horse is flying down the block. He's galloping down. But he's also sitting on it. So, Lemaisa, what's the difference between riding and sitting? So maybe you remember this on the Sechtes Psachim. The term Merkav is used when the person is riding with one foot on one side of the animal, the other foot on the other side of the animal. The term Moishev is used when a person is sitting with both of his feet on the same side. That's like, for example, this pounder, right? The big block of wood. So when you're pounding, the way they would sit on this log of wood is they would sit with one foot on one side, one foot on the other side. That's why it's called Merkav. As opposed to when you're sitting on a chair with both feet on the same side, that's called Moishev. You can take a look at the Tosfos Yom Tov here who discusses this.